The following is a presentation of Remnant.
Hi, this is Jerry from Remnant. Let's be honest, this life can be hectic, draining, and downright confusing. My hope is that by listening to this message, your life can be impacted by God's great love for you, and His love will give you wisdom, courage, and strength. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to a message from Pastor Jerry Godsey.
Good morning. Glad to have you back. I assume you're back because you were there for me to say hello. If you're not there, then I got nothing for you. All right. We're going to continue our series, and I'm excited. What's going on here? I'm excited about today's lesson, which is, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. I'm going to start talking about Jesus today and some of His attributes. And so let's pray and get into it. God, thank You for today. Thank You for Your grace, the love You have for us. And thank You for Your Son, Jesus, who came for us. God, I pray that today we will begin to see Jesus in a more full light than ever before. Thank You for Your love, God. Thanks. Amen. All right. Without any further ado, let's get into the creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. If you see me try to pop my ears, I'm dealing with some kind of infection in my head. Not a mental one this time. And my ear gets stuffed up and I can't hear out of it, and it drives me crazy. So sorry about that. Let's start with a question. Who's Jesus? Now, it sounds like an easy question, but, you know, especially in church, but you might get different answers. If you ask 10 people out on the street, you might get different things like some would say, well, I pressed the wrong button. He was a great teacher. Or he was a prophet, a good man, a religious leader. And honestly, all of those sound respectful, and all of them are true. But the Bible, Jesus, didn't leave us the option of thinking that way. It's like somebody claiming to be a pilot. They walk up to you and say, I can fly a plane. Now, you got a few options. You can believe them or not believe them. But what you can't say is, well, I'm sure he's a nice guy. Whether he's a nice guy or not doesn't have anything to do with the fact whether or not he's a pilot. Because if he's wrong, that's not just a mistake. It's dangerous. And if he's right, that changes everything. So when the creed says, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, that's the heart of the Christian faith. Everything rises and falls. Everything in the Christian faith rises and falls on who Jesus is. If you've got a wrong opinion, a wrong thought about who Jesus is, it can mess up your whole Christian faith. So let's get into it. First of all, Jesus is the Christ. Now, the name Jesus Christ is not his first and last name. Christ is a title. Could be more formally, Jesus the Christ. So what does Christ mean? It means the anointed one or the Messiah. For centuries, the people of Israel were waiting for a savior, a deliverer, a king who would come and make things right. And the creed says, Jesus is that one. Sorry. Matthew 16:16. Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. It's like waiting for a package that's been promised for years. Every generation is checking the door, looking down the road, waiting, and then one day, it finally arrives. Jesus is the fulfillment of everything God had promised. The entire New Testament looks forward to Jesus' arrival and his death and his resurrection. See, Jesus is not just part of God's plan. He is the plan. Now you see why it's so vital that we understand who Jesus really is? Second thing you need to know is that Jesus is God's only Son. Now here's where it gets deeper. The creed says, his only Son. John 1:14 says, so the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. John 3:16 says, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And there are religions out there that say they believe in Jesus, but that he's not God's only Son. That's why the Apostles' Creed says God's only Son. It's vital that we understand that Jesus is God's only Son. Notice that Jesus is not just a Son of God. He's the Son of God. Unique, eternal, fully divine. Understand this, that Jesus is not a created being. He's not a lesser God, as some religions teach. He's not just a spiritual teacher. That's the chicken's way out. He is God in the flesh. Jesus is God in the flesh. Imagine trying to explain the ocean to somebody. And so in doing that, you hand them a cup of water, maybe even salt water. Now you've given them something real, but that's not the fullness of the ocean. Because the fullness of the ocean isn't going to be contained in a little cup of water. Jesus is not a small sample of God. He's the full revelation of God in human form. Now understand, we've got to establish this from the get-go. Jesus is God in human form. Colossians 1:15. Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. And we're going to dig into that. It's going to get a little heavy here. If you want to know what God is like, look at Jesus. Just like if you want to know what kind of person I am or what I look like, you look at my youngest son, Critter. Because emotionally and sense of humor, everything about him, he's the spitting image of his dad. And I feel sorry for him because of that. When you read about Jesus, about his compassion and his mercy, his authority, you're seeing God himself. Sorry. God himself. Next thing. Jesus is our Lord. This is where things get personal. The creed doesn't just say he is Lord. It says, our Lord. Philippians 2:11, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So what does Lord mean? Ready for this? We love to say that, right? Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I love him. Hallelujah. That word Lord is pretty packed. Look what it says. It means master, ruler, authority. Jesus is the master of my life. He's the ruler of my life. He's the authority in my life. Hallelujah. Lord, I lift your name. Okay, Lord, master, ruler, authority. See, you could admire Jesus. You can respect Jesus. You can even believe in Jesus. But you cannot call him Lord and still live like you're in charge. That hurt. Right? Who's in charge of your life? If it's you, Jesus is not your Lord. Who's calling the shots? If it's you, Jesus is not your Lord. Man. All of a sudden, my New Balance shoes got a little tighter, didn't they? Imagine getting on an airplane. You sit down. The pilot comes over the speaker and says, welcome aboard. I'll be flying the plane today. Then a passenger stands up and says, no, that's all right. I'll take it from here. And nobody says, well, you know, both perspectives are valid. You know, no. You want the pilot in control. Calling Jesus means you trust him with control. This is where a lot of people in the church struggle. We like Jesus as Savior, but we struggle with Jesus as Lord. Ow. But this is what we're talking about. This is the crux of the matter. Jesus is Lord of your life. And you may love him like a Savior, but you need to quit struggling with him as Lord. We want Jesus to be like a GPS. We'll follow him as long as he takes us where we are already planning to go. But the moment he says, turn left, we say, recalculating, recalculating. If Jesus says, go left, we need to go left. I remember a story about a guy who was supposed to go left and he went right instead. His name was Jonah, and that didn't work out well for him. If Jesus says go left, go left. Here's the thing, you can't stay neutral about Jesus. Jesus forces a decision. I love the writings of C.S. Lewis. And here's a classic truth that C.S. Lewis said, and I quote this all the time. Jesus is either a liar, a lunatic, or Lord. There's no middle ground. He's either just a total scam artist liar, or he's stark raving mad, or he really is who he says he is, and he needs to be Lord of our lives. See, how can he say that with such conviction? Well, because Jesus claimed things that no other ordinary teacher would claim. He forgave sins. He accepted worship. He claimed equality with God. Years ago, I owned a classic Cougar. It's a great car. And I was on a Classic Cougar message board. And I started talking to one. I had traded a part with this guy in Texas. And we started talking. He found out I was a pastor. We started talking. And so he started asking about Jesus. He found out I was a pastor. He started asking about Jesus. We started talking back and forth. He was very heavy into Eastern religion at the time. Finally emails me one day and he says, "Jerry, I want you to know I've accepted Christ." I went, "That's great, Eric. How? Why? I mean, what finally did it?" Here's what he said. He said, "You always think of Buddha and some of these other writers as highly enlightened, but none of them ever said they were God. Jesus said he was God. And as enlightened a teacher," his words, "as enlightened a teacher as Jesus would, he couldn't have said it unless he meant it. So that puts him above everybody else." I don't know that Buddha is the first stop along meeting Jesus for a lot of people, but it was for him. Then a few years later, we met at a Classic Cougar show in Anaheim, and I baptized him in a hotel pool. And he's still serving Christ today. It's been 25, 30 years. Amazing. John 14, 6 says, Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." Notice he didn't say not a way, not a truth, a life, but the way. The way. A lot of people want Jesus to be a way to truth, a way of truth, a way of life. He's the way of truth. He's the way, the truth, the life. And we got to come to grips with that. Because if Jesus is Lord, he's going to occupy a pretty heavy spot in your life. You don't get to reduce Jesus to something comfortable. You have to decide, who is he really? Some of you may want to pause the video right now and do some thinking. And look, and I'm not being facetious. I'm encouraging you to do that. Who is Jesus really? So what does this mean for us? Oop, did I skip that? Well, there it is. Now it's gone. What this means for us is Jesus is not... Oh, wait. My bad. Just a well-oiled machine. The thing was right, I was wrong. Here's what it means for us. If Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, our Lord, then everything changes. So I said, this is heavy. If Jesus truly is the Christ, the Son of God, our Lord, then everything changes. You can't stay the same way you were because now you've got a new master in charge. It means he's worthy of your trust. He's worthy of your obedience. And he's worthy of your life. A man once said, "I tried adding Jesus to my life. It didn't work." Nope. That's the problem. It's not going to work. It's never going to work. Because Jesus is something you just add. He's someone you surrender to. You don't just add Jesus to your life. You surrender your life to him. You give him everything, lock, stock, and barrel, and you say, "Hey, Jesus, it's yours. Do what you want." And I've used the illustration before that we try to hold on to just a little corner and give Jesus our lives. But that doesn't work. Because if you hold the corner of a book, you limit what can be done with that book. I've got a laptop here. Here's my laptop. I'm going to give it to you. Here, this is yours. But I'm going to hold on to this corner right here. What can you do now? You could look at it. Ooh, it's pretty. It's a MacBook. Ooh. But you can't open it. You can't start it. You can't run it. You can't do anything on it. It's a paperweight. Until I take my hands off, it's nothing more than just another object in the world that I can't use. Jesus isn't something you add to your life. He's someone you surrender your life to. So, let's bring it all together. Creed says, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. This statement means He is the promised Savior. God in the flesh. The rightful ruler of my life. Pastor once told the story of a painting of Jesus knocking at a door. And the artist painted it carefully. Beautiful detail, soft light. It was a powerful image. But somebody noticed something missing. There's no handle outside of the door. So they asked the artist, did you forget the handle? He said, no. This door can only be opened from the inside. Jesus stands at the door of your life. He's not going to force His way in. He's not kicking the door down. He's calling. He's inviting. He's waiting. So the question is not, do you know about Jesus? The question is He your Lord? Jesus could knock the door to your heart down, but He won't. He could demand that you love Him, but He won't. He could make you love Him, but He won't. He wants you to open the door from the inside and let Him in and give Him control. If He wants to throw out the furniture and start new, so be it. So, as you go through the day and then the coming week, I want you to remember this. He's not just a historical figure. He's not just a teacher. He's not just a savior. He is Lord. Lord. Life works best when He's the one in control. It's scary to give up control. I get it. I'm the biggest control freak you ever met. I don't ride roller coasters because I'm not in control. I assume everybody on the freeway with me is an idiot because I'm not in control of their cars. But I want to willingly, and I work every day to willingly give God complete control of my life. This is a heavy one. I told you it was heavy. So let's get into some discussion questions, and you may wish I hadn't. How have you personally viewed Jesus in the past? Like a bellhop in heaven who gets you whatever you want? A handy guy to have around when you need something? Person you let into your life but you didn't give control of your life? Or is He your Lord? What does it mean to you that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One? Remember that. Should I just stop there? Because the next one's... Okay. All right, you asked for it. Why is it sometimes difficult to surrender control to Jesus as Lord? Why do we struggle with that? Because it's scary. And here's the worst one. Ready for this? Buckle up. You know, gird your loins. Pull up your pants. Get ready. Oops, went backwards. What's one area of your life where you need to trust His authority more? Because, see, that last question is really where it all comes together, isn't it? Before it was all this nebulous stuff. Well, yes, he's the Lord. He's the anointed one. And yes, he should be in control. Okay. All right, that's great. So now let's focus on you, your life, your one spot. What's one area of your life where you need to trust his authority more? Let's pray. God, thank you for your love and your grace. You're so good to us, God. Father, I pray that you would keep knocking on our doors, the doors of our heart. And God, I pray that you will let the Holy Spirit begin working in our hearts to open that door and let you come in and be Lord, Lord of our lives, Lord of everything. God, thank you. Thank you so much, Father. You're so good to us. Help us not to struggle, God. Thanks. Bless us now. In your name, amen.
Wow.
Everything to me, everything else that's coming and has been come before this, everything rises on this lesson right here. Who is Jesus to you? Is he your Lord? And if he's not, what do you need to get out of the way so he can be? I love you. Next week, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. We're going to get down into some of the origins. The origin story, as Marvel Superhero Universe likes to say. We're going to get into it. All right? Love you guys. See you next week.
You've been listening to a presentation of Remnant. For more information, visit us online at remnantchurchiv.com. You built a mighty fortress, 10,000 burdens high. Love is here to lift you up.